thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
As many parts of the world are now celebrating the Lunar New Year, Supreme Master Ching Hai has lovingly sent her warmest regards and wishes for this propitious Year of the Ox 2009. It is our honor and joy to share Supreme Master Ching Hai's letter, written originally in Alexis or Vietnamese.
Nhân dịp xuân âm lịch, xin kính chúc mọi người trên thế giới mọi điều tốt đẹp, cùng thành công trong sự bảo vệ hoàn cầu. Như tịnh trai, hành thiện và bảo vệ môi sinh, dù một sinh vật nhỏ nhoi cũng không hại, không ăn, dù một điều thiện lớn lao cũng gắng làm hoặc cổ động làm, dù giàu có dư thừa cũng không phung phí nhiên liệu. Cầu xin tình thương bao la của đất trời thấm đượm trong lòng mọi người, mọi vật, mọi nơi trong vũ trụ, để chúng ta cùng đắp xây đời sống an hòa, hạnh phúc và chung hưởng cảnh thiên đàng nơi hạ giới. Xin chúc lành mọi chúng sinh trên những hành tinh xa xôi. Và xin quý vị góp lời cầu nguyện cho địa cầu này để tâm linh mọi loài sớm vươn lên cho kịp đà tiến hóa của càn khôn. Lành thay, Ching Hai.
We sincerely thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for your grace and good wishes for the Lunar New Year. May the Year of the Ox be a fulfilling year for all in God's will, blessings and protection.
Hello and welcome, Green Going viewers. Thank you for joining us on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Please join us anytime on Supreme Master Television. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world.
Our worldwide satellite coverage is in Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Aster 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV, Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 2 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 907.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 13 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on ReCam Cable Network. In Formosa, Taiwan, Channel 35 on multimedia on-demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 108 on Qinhe Cable TV, Yongjialua Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, Channel 107 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 97 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Ilan County, Channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 100 on Tongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jinmen County, Channel 105 on Min Chung Cable TV. Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast.
In today's news, the United Kingdom joins with the United Nations to assist Nepal. In humanitarian news, United Way of Jamaica forms a partnership with an organization in the United States to benefit disadvantaged youth. In Noble Living news, an Iranian doctor holds a blood donation record. Please stay with us for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel. Today is the second day of the Lunar New Year. These joyful New Year days are some of the most celebrated in many Asian nations. We're continuing our look at several countries during this festive time. Let's go and talk with our Supreme Master Television correspondent in Formosa or Taiwan, known for its pioneering leadership and encouraging the vegetarian diet. Hello, Tina. Looks like a lot of people are out having fun today.
Hello. Many are enjoying this New Year time. I'm here on Tihua Street. This area is one of the most popular destinations for local residents to do their New Year shopping.
Tina, there are many great traditions for Lunar New Year. What are some of the most widely celebrated ones in Taipei?
We have asked some people on Tihua Street about their favorites.
那年底的时候大家都会大家一起聚餐，那这个聚餐的时候也希望大家我们多多用素，身体会更健康，会更轻松。在这里祝大家新年快乐，年年如意，谢谢。
新年快乐!
Happy New Year to everybody! Yeah. Where are you from?
Switzerland.
Wow, that's very nice. What did you bought right now? Well, I thought for Chinese New Year, I need something really traditional from Taiwan. So I bought a Taiwanese jacket. And you?
We bought some snacks as well. Like this one here, or that one. And it's all vegetarian.
Be rich, go green, save the planet! This is Tina reporting for Supreme Master Television.
Many thanks, Tina. Our next stop is Malaysia with Supreme Master Television correspondent Sharon. Hi, Sharon. Apa khabar?
Happy Lunar New Year! I'm at Bedaling Street in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia.
What are some of the most popular celebrations there?
Let us have a chat with our friend here to find out how are you celebrating the Lunar New Year?
What I usually do is I celebrate New Year with my family as well as my friends. And what we usually do is we will prepare vegetarian dishes for them, because Malaysia being so diverse in race, religion and culture, it is really easy to cater to the needs of everyone by preparing vegetarian dishes.
That sounds like fun from Malaysia. This is Sharon from Supreme Master Television.
Thanks, Sharon, from Malaysia. We're looking forward to an elevating year. Next, let's find out from our Supreme Master Television correspondent how Thailand is starting out Lunar New Year. Hi, Natawat. Looks like you're having fun there.
I sure am. I'm here at Yamaran Road in Bangkok. It's been the main center for trading by the Chinese community for some 200 years.
What are some of the activities going on there?
The road closest to traffic for the street festivities, lion dances and food fairs. A member of the royal family attends the occasions every year, much to the joy and the pride of the community. And we will have fireworks in evenings.
Enjoy the celebrations, Natawat.
I will, and I'm looking forward to the great year of renewal for extraordinary planet to make a joyful home for us and all of our animal friends. Happy Lunar New Year!
And Happy New Year to all of you. Thank you, Natawut, for your report from Bangkok, Thailand. May this New Year of the Ox bring joy and prosperity to all beings. Please join us tomorrow as we celebrate day 3 of the new lunar year, journeying to some more beautiful countries on our Earth.
Lives lost in Algeria storm. Heavy rain, snow, and 90 kilometer per hour winds have cost the lives of at least 8 people, along with power and phone outages and damage to 3,561 houses in Adrar province, as well as a closure of the port of Arzou. Officials are working to approve emergency relief aid to the area. Our prayers for the protection of the people of Algeria, and that such tumultuous weather may subside through our concerted efforts of greater benevolence toward our planet and her inhabitants.
Russia hit by powerful cyclone. On Sunday morning, the southern part of Russia's Kamchatka Peninsula was struck by a cyclone storm conditions. Snow and winds reaching as high as 32 meters per second in parts of the region caused temporary closure of the airport in the administrative center of Petropavlovsk-Kamchatsky.
Avalanche warnings for skiers have been issued, but there are no reports of damage or injuries. We are thankful to the heavens for the safety of the storm-affected residents. May extreme weather conditions such as these be alleviated through the gentler regard of our life-giving ecosphere. Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world.
Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Saudi Red Crescent Authority honors Gaza aid efforts. At a meeting of international agencies, Prince Faisal bin Abdullah bin Abdulaziz, president of the Saudi Arabian Red Crescent Authority, commended the efforts of the United Nations, or UN, United Nations Children Fund, or UNICEF, the World Health Organization, or WHO, the International Committee for the Red Crescent and Red Cross, and many others for their recent work together in bringing much-needed assistance to Palestinians in Gaza. His Royal Highness reserved special praise for Mr. John King, a representative for the United Nations Relief and Works Agency, or UNRWA, who supervised the coordination of aid efforts. We join in applauding the heroic and timely deeds of all agency personnel who brought comfort and meaningful assistance to the people of Gaza. We pray that the region is soon graced with lasting peace.
Pig-to-human superbug transmission in U.S. Researchers at the University of Iowa, USA, have documented an antibiotic-resistant strain of Staphylococcus aureus, known as ST398, in both swine and human handlers at a livestock facility. Associate Professor of Epidemiology and lead author Dr. Tara Smith stated, "Because ST398 was found in both animals and humans, it suggests transmission between the two." Estimates from a recent study suggest that superbug-induced infections in 2005 caused 94,000 illnesses and more than 18,000 fatalities in the United States alone. Our heartfelt thanks, Dr. Smith and colleagues, for this informative study about the link between superbug ST398 and meat production. Let us heed these warnings and be guided toward the safety of the more hygienic, healthful, and humane plant-based diet.
Poultry production banned in Yangon City. To prevent cases of bird flu, the Union of Myanmar's Livestock Breeding and Veterinary Department is banning all raising of chicken, quail, and pig in Yangon's populated areas, both commercially and at home. Imports of poultry from Bangladesh are also being banned. We laud your life-saving measures, Myanmar. May we all quickly adapt to the compassionate plant-based diet to ensure the good health and prosperity of our world. Some of the diseases related to meat consumption. Antibiotic-resistant superbug infections from a strain of Staphylococcus aureus, blue tongue disease, E. coli, salmonella, bird flu, mad cow disease, or Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, 90% of the population at risk, pig's disease, or PMWS, listeriosis, shellfish poisoning, preeclampsia, campylobacter, Clostridium difficile, diseases hidden in healthy-appearing livestock. Some of the costs of meat-eating, heart disease, over 17 million lives lost globally each year, cost of cardiovascular disease is at least $1 trillion a year, cancer, over 1 million new colon cancer patients diagnosed each year, more than 600,000 colon cancer-related mortalities annually. In the United States alone, colon cancer treatment costs about $6.5 billion. Millions of people are newly diagnosed with other meat-related cancers every year. Diabetes. 246 million people are affected worldwide. An estimated $174 billion spent each year on treatment. Obesity. Worldwide, 1.6 billion adults are overweight, with 400 million more who are obese. Costs $93 billion each year for medical expenses in the United States alone. At least 2.6 million people die annually from problems related to being overweight or obese. Environmental. Use up to 70% of clean water. Pollute most of the water bodies. Deforest the lungs of the earth. Uses up to 43% of the world's cereal. Uses up to 85% of the world's soy. Cause world hunger and wars. 80% cause of global warming. Plus more. Some of the costs of milk consumption. Breast, prostate, and testicular cancer from hormones present in milk. Listeria and Crohn's disease. Hormones and saturated fat leads to osteoporosis, obesity, diabetes, and heart disease. Linked to higher incidences of multiple sclerosis. Classified as a major allergen. Lactose intolerance. Plus more. For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com.
Sundance Film Festivals celebrates independent movies. On Sunday, the 25th annual Sundance Film Festival concluded in Park City, Utah, USA. This year, 64 feature films screened at the event, with U.S. Cinematic Grand Jury Prize, Audience Award, and Special Jury Prize going to Push, based on the novel by Sapphire. Among the world's cinema films were the Jury Prize and Audience Award-winning documentary Afghan Star, Chile's The Maid, honored with the Jury Prize and World Cinema Acting Award, and the United Kingdom's 5 Minutes to Heaven, awarded for directing and screenwriting. A standing ovation for the talented contributions to this year's Sundance Film Festival. May the heavens continue to grace filmmakers and actors with inspiration and creativity to entertain and bring joy to audiences worldwide.
An international Lunar New Year celebration. On the evening of January 26th, some of our association members around the world had the honor of ringing in the Lunar New Year with Supreme Master Ching Hai at an international gathering. The celebration began with a delicious vegan barbecue where Supreme Master Ching Hai joined our Olaxese or Vietnamese association members in singing Don Xuân or Celebration of Spring.
Xuân đã đến rồi, gieo rắc ngàn hồn tha xuống trời. Vui trong bình minh, muôn loài chim hát ca mọi nơi. Em trong tiếng cười, cho kiếp người tình thương đắm đuối. Ánh xuân đêm vui với đời.
Supreme Master Ching Hai also joined our association members in viewing a multicultural program performed by our association members. Broadcast live on Supreme Master Television, a colorful variety of song, instrumentals, dance, and even comedic numbers kept the audience clapping, laughing, and cheering for more.
I am the ocean of love.
Other centers also joined in the festivities, some via live video link with performances and happy greetings from around the world.
Nếu vắng anh trên đời, cùng hàng em sẽ tới, thẫn thờ ngồi chờ trọi như chót xu chờ sương rơi.
At the conclusion of the celebration, Supreme Master Ching Hai expressed once more her heartfelt wish for all beings on the planet.
And I hope in these few more years we can make it to save this home for everyone. Human, animals, trees, and all the beings on this planet. God bless us all and go home, try to work harder for people. Yeah, for other people, tell them, be vegetable green, save the planet. Then at least they can stay here, their children can stay here, their loved ones can stay here.
Centers from around the world also held joyful celebrations in their local times, filled with Supreme Master Ching Hai's love. At Supreme Master Television Studio in Los Angeles, California, USA, the Lunar New Year was also ushered in with firecrackers and a lively lion dance performed by staff members. Spontaneous international songs and a vegan feast were also enjoyed by all. All in all, it was a cherished time spent as one big international family, and especially a great honor to spend this holiday with the most beloved Supreme Master Ching Hai. We wish most graceful Master evermore peace, health, and only good tidings of our planet. With heaven's infinite grace, may all beings continue to thrive on earth for generations to come.
Young twins from India honored for heroic act. 6-year-old Gagan J. Murthy and Bhumika J. Murthy were in their father's car in Bangalore, India, when they witnessed two bulls charging towards each other with a baby in the middle of their paths. The twins immediately ran out just in time to bring the baby to safety. Now 7 years of age, the twins were presented this year with the Bravery Award from Prime Minister Manmohan Singh. We share your country's pride, young Gagan and Bhumika Murthy, for your heroic and life-saving actions. May the courageous love and protection you so naturally offered to a tiny stranger return to you both manifold.
Save Our Planet, Britain's Flora Under Threat from Global Warming. Dr. Nigel Taylor, curator of the Royal Botanic Gardens at Kew, has explained that native species of Britain, such as the ancient oak, chestnut, wisteria, and others, have been affected by disease induced by climate change. In the case of the oak, the tree's natural defenses have been compromised due to continued drought and a loss of distinct seasons, with over 40 of the region's garden oaks having already been lost to disease in the past 3 years alone. We appreciate your alerting us to this silent devastation of global warming, Dr. Taylor. May we all work toward rapid change in the ways we care for our planet.
Save Our Planet, Indonesia plants nearly 80 million trees in 1 month. As part of the country's national movement to plant 100 million trees program initiated in November 2008, each of the country's 33 provinces was provided with over 2 million saplings, which were planted in arid and uncultivated lands. This year's initiative focused on planting fruit-bearing and other edible species to promote food security. Indonesian First Lady Ani Yudhoyono, who won an award from the United Nations Environmental Program in 2007 for encouraging women to plant trees, also participated in the latest effort by leading women in tree planting in northern Jakarta at the beginning of December. Our accolades, First Lady Yudhoyono, Indonesia, and participants for your wholehearted efforts to restore nature across the land. Allah's blessings for your nation to flourish in the growth of verdant forests.
Save our planet. Plants form important shield from climate change. According to Professor Stephen Hopper, director of London, England's conservation site, the Kew Gardens, plants are key in reducing the effects of global warming. He stated, "We believe that at no other point in history have plants been so important to people. They have importance as carbon sinks in a time of climate change. We have to care for what remains and address the serious business of repairing and restoring vegetation if we're going to have the buffers to climate variation that plant life offers." Professor Hopper and colleagues at Kew Gardens, we are grateful for your voice on behalf of our world's beautiful biodiversity. May all of humanity soon awaken to the urgent need to switch to an eco-friendly lifestyle to save our precious earthly abode.
Save our planet. Philippine communities go organic. To help recover from a flash flood in 2004 that destroyed many of the area's rice paddies, the towns of Real, Infanta, and General Nicar in Quezon Province have now begun to employ organic farming. This new approach was implemented in part thanks to a collaboration among the Philippine Council for Agriculture, Forestry, and Natural Resources Research and Development, or DOST-PCARRD, the University of the Philippines Los Baños, or UPLB, and Ecosystems Research and Development Bureau, or ERDB.
Successful plantings of organic banana, upland rice, and jatropha have been made, as well as organic communal gardens. These initiatives have also reportedly cheered the spirits of many of the farmers in recovering from their former losses. We are excited to hear of this uplifting development in Quezon Province. Best wishes to all for your continued success with the healthful and productive organic growing methods. In an interview with journalist Ms. Andrea Bonney, published on Irish Independent Newspaper on December 17, 2008, Supreme Master Ching Hai explained the benefits of organic farming.
Organic foods and produce are grown and handled according to strict sustainable procedures with limited chemical input, or we could even use no chemical input at all. Organic food also GM-free. Organic farming reduces toxic farming runoff and pollutants that contaminate our water, soil, and air. So organic farming is healthier for farm workers, the surrounding communities as well, and for natural wildlife. Now the EPA considers 60% of all herbicides, you know, weed killers, or 90% of all fungicides. That means mold killers and 30% of all insecticides, that means insect killers, are potentially cancer-causing for human and animal, of course. Organic farming keeps harmful chemicals and pesticides out of the food that we eat and the beverage that we drink. And it's easy, it's simple, cost and water effective, and it's ecologically, economically sound.
Save our planet. Three injured seal pups that were nurtured back to health by the Scottish Society for Prevention of Cruelty to Animals and personnel at Deep Sea World Center have now been successfully returned to their natural habitat.
Save our planet. U.S. President Barack Obama's economic stimulus package includes budget allocations of $100 billion for clean energy technologies and $20 billion for wind and solar incentives.
Thank you. We are two of the stars of Supreme Master Ching Hai's number one international bestseller, The Birds of My Life.
And we are both vegan.
Today, we would like to share a safety tip with you.
When you lift heavy objects, there are some good things to remember to prevent injury.
Yes, Sunny. Please keep the object you are going to lift close to your body. Also, bend your knees and bear the weight with your leg muscles, not your back muscles.
To help protect your back even more, make sure you tighten your abdominal muscles as you lift or carry something heavy.
One last thing is to take your time and move slowly.
Thank you for your attention.
And thanks for being veg, going green, and saving the planet.
Now it is time for the worldwide weather.
In world news, the United Kingdom supports the United Nations anti-HIV program in Nepal. The Department for International Development, sponsored by the United Kingdom, has signed agreements of over $3 million with the United Nations Development Program, UNDP. The funds will enable the UNDP to continue offering comprehensive services to those most at risk. Our sincere appreciation to the Department for International Development and the United Nations Development Program for your ongoing commitment to the people of Nepal. May all God's children thrive in health and happiness.
In humanitarian news, a partnership with the United Way of Jamaica is formed to assist citizens. The Jamaica, Minnesota organization, JMO, headquartered in Minneapolis, Minnesota, USA, is joining with the United Way of Jamaica to raise $12.7 million. The funds will be used to aid people with disabilities and disadvantaged youth in Jamaica. Contributions will also support skills training, employment assistance, as well as healthy lifestyle and education projects. Dr. Carlene Silvera, president of JMO, said the group is honored to sponsor the campaign. Our heartfelt thanks and heaven's blessings, Jamaica, Minnesota organization and United Way of Jamaica, for your generous collaboration to help this friendly nation's citizens. May all people enjoy vibrant and joyful lives. Up next on Noteworthy News, an Iranian doctor has donated blood for 53 years. We're going to thank God for all the good news in the world. More meaningful news when we return here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, helping news for a cooperative world. In Noble Living News, Iranian doctor is world record blood donor. For 53 of his 75 years, Dr. Mohammad Hassan Sheikh Holislami, a pathologist and a professor at Shiraz University in Shiraz, Iran, had been donating blood. He has won 3 world records for being a consistent and generous donator. Dr. Sheikh Holislami began helping others in this way after giving a transfusion to an expectant mother. He said, "Half an hour and a fraction of your blood is equal to the life of a human. That motivates me to continue giving." May the great Allah bless you, Dr. Sheikh Holislami, for your many years of dedication to helping those in need. May you and those you assist be granted an abundance of good health.
Let's now enjoy some humor with a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled, Born to Lead.
Hai người lính nói chuyện với nhau. Tới một lúc nào đó, quân đội sẽ chỉ toàn là phụ nữ thôi. Tôi nghĩ như vậy. Anh chàng kia nói, không thể có nào có chuyện như vậy được. Lẽ nào trong quân đội chỉ có toàn những chỉ huy đâu?
And now for our viewer's heartline. This young viewer, age 14 from Australia, saw the wild animals of Africa, gorillas, on Animal World, our co-inhabitants, and wrote,
I love gorillas. They are beautiful animals. I wish I could see one up close.
Amiable viewer, the gorillas have such a harmonious society. We humans sure can learn a lot from them. Perhaps the best thing we can do now is to work to ensure the survival of our planet, so all of God's amazing creation can flourish. That means be veg and go green. Thanks for writing and with our love.
Do you have a heartline today? Thank you for watching today's Noteworthy News. As always, we welcome comments and good stories from your region of the world. Please send them to info@SupremeMasterTV.com or to the address on your screen.
May we always feel deep gratitude for the providence's infinite gifts. See you next time.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
South Africa and Mali open the doors to a new high-tech library as part of their shared effort to preserve 150,000 ancient manuscripts dating back to the 13th century.
Within the past year alone, Cambodia has achieved significant reductions in malaria fatalities as well as reductions in incidence of the disease.
Chile has dispatched 3.5 tons of medical supplies to Gaza, while Algeria provided 14 doctors and Morocco sent 30 medical specialists.
The Chinese government donates $1.3 billion in a living allowance to help an estimated 74 million people enjoy the Lunar New Year.
Dubai opens training swimming pools in several sports clubs to increase sports participation and support residents' health.
With its flexibility in schedule and location, the United Nations Online Volunteering Service has involved over 12,000 volunteers from 182 countries since its launch in 2000.
School principals in Victoria, Australia, call for teachers to be able to inspect and remove items from children's snacks as part of a statewide junk food ban.
Theater groups in Iran and internationally are participating in the annual Fajr Theater Festival in Tehran, with this year's live radio coverage reaching an even wider audience.
Traditional leaders in Kalabari, Nigeria, unite to hold a peace festival that involves all groups in commemorating the Niger Delta's return to harmony.
Noting the more than 1 million Arab Muslims living in Israel, Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi calls for a one-state solution between Israel and Palestine, saying that unification is the best path to lasting peace. For more details,
please visit www.SupremeMasterTV.com.